You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Rabbi Kiveiga is like the address. Eilu Metzias and Amavkid. Rabbi Kiveiga is like, it's out of this world. Kiveiga is like, it's the Goyne Goynes. Namavkid in. So we'll do a little Rabbi Kiveiga, but first we'll learn the Sugya. We'll learn the Sugya Klor. Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Shomesh and Masal Hashem. The only thing we have to remember is the Mishnah. Okay, Ben, we have to wait for Ben, so officially we officially start when Ben turns on the machine. So we have a Mishnah, fascinating Mishnah, that if somebody rented an animal and then lent it out, first rented it, Shimon rented it from Reuven, and then Shimon lent it, She'ela, to Levi. So, Lamed Vav Amin Alf, Shemesh Amas L'Sham, it's halfway down, Lamed Vav Amin Alf. I'm just reminding you of the Mishnah, because this sug is built on this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Hasel Parlech Aver, the Mishnah Lamed Ham and Beis, that if you rent an animal, and then you lend it out, and then anoinus happens. Now the Seich has to swear that anoinus happens. If not, he's chayef. So the Seichesh, we'll soon see why. We're going to discuss that in the Mekiyos of Kiveiga. The Seichesh swears Shemesa Kedak. He knows. In this case, he knows. If he didn't know, he couldn't swear. But we're talking about that the Seichesh, even though he lent it out, he knew what happened. He saw the animal died without any, there was no Pshia. Kedak. So Seichesh swears. Now who does the Shoyel pay? That's the Machlokes of Yosi and the Rabban. Does the Shoyel pay the Seichesh? Or does he pay the, is his kainah, somehow the seicher is kainah, as we'll see. Or does he pay the bailim? That was machlekes tanoim. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Kate said, Allah?
Pays the bailim.
He pays the bailim. So now let's look at Shemesh and Masal Hashem. State Itmar, halfway down, Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. Question, if a shomer gives to another shomer, is the first shomer off the hook? Itmar, Shemesh and Masal Hashem, Rav Amar Pata. So Rashi says something very important. Rav Amar Pata, Mikol Mashiach Niftar Im Shama Hu Atzma. In other words, a very big chiddush. If one shomer gives it to another shomer, and the second shomer is Parshaya, the first shomer is also Chayev. Even though he wasn't Parshaya, he's only Pater, he remains Pater, like Rashi says, Mashkal Niftar Im Shama Hu Atzma. But, so he's not totally off the hook, the first Shomer, unless, we spoke about it in the Taisus this morning, about being off the hook, if you give it to Bnei Beisai, are you really, you're not even off the hook there. And certainly, Shomesh HaMasel HaShomer, you're not totally off the hook. You're only off the hook, you'd be putter, whatever you'd be putter, if it happened by you. That's what Rav says. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev. Now we're going to have two Perushim Nigmar, why Rabbi Yochanan says Chayev. I'm Rabbi. Now, Abayi says, and both Ravas say, there's no difference if you upgrade or downgrade the Shmir. And Abayi, Tamei the Rav, quote the Rav, that you potter. Needless to say, if you upgrade the Shmir, that means I'm a Shemachinim, and I paid a guy to watch it, so it's an upgrade of the Shmir. Now, why is it an upgrade of the Shmir? Let's get this straight. What? What?
Because
he watches it better. It's not because he's chayv from Moses, because he watches it better.
Because of that.
Yeah.
I was just adding to that.
Oh, okay. That's correct. You need both of them. Since he's chayv from more things, he's going to watch it better. You know, it's so gay. I saw a beautiful thing in Rabbi Kiveiga. If a shoyel, let's say you're a shoyel, and you give it to a shomer sachar, Shimon borrowed it from Reuven. Shimon's a shoyel. And then he gave it, then he made a shomer sachar. Is that a downgrade in Shmira? Is that a downgrade if a shomer sachar, if a shoyel gave it to shomer sachar, is that a downgrade? So Yossi, if you just listen to Yossi.
Normally, I would say no in this case.
Is that a downgrade? You say, well, it's a downgrade. The shoyel is chayev be oinsim. Shomer sachar is potter.
It's a downgrade in the eyes of the Baal Bais.
So see what does that mean? A sheikhed, a shemisachar. Now, l'chayra, what does that mean? Shemisachar, it's a downgrade. He doesn't watch it as well. But you can't watch finds him. You can't watch finds him. Do you watch it better? Do you watch it better if you chay finds him? The shemisachar watches it less because he's part of finds him. You can't guard against finds. You can't guard against nice. You don't watch it less. Sinai Rav Kivayi says, this is totally in the Taisvis we study today. You know, Shemesach is Chayav B'Gneiv. Shemesach is Chayav B'Gneiv. If it's stolen from a Shemesach, what happens if it's a Gneivas Oynes? What happens if it's a Gneivas Oynes? If it's a Gneivas Oynes, so it's a Machlaik. We had that Taisvis today. A Shemesach is Chayav B'Gneiv. On Gneva. What about if he buried it 100 feet under the ground? Called Gnevas Oynes. See, listen, Mizuyan, if it's armed robbery, Ben, that's indisputable. That's in the Gemara. An Oynes is Potter, an armed robbery. An Oynes is a Shemes Sachar is Potter, an armed robbery. It's armed robbery. Now, as we mentioned this morning, it's Machlaikis. If an armed robber is a Ganava, not Al Pidin. But armed robbery, whether you hold it's a ganav, not a ganav, shemesach is pot. But gnev, no armed robbery, just a ganav. And you watched it 100%, so some Yerushalmi is chayev anyway. So if you hold like that, the shemesach doesn't watch it less than the shoyel. Is that the pshat? If you hold his chayev anyway, but if he's, how does it work? Kvega says it's telling in this machlokes. Tell you this machlokes, if that's called grui gare from a shoyel to a shemes sachar. In other words, does a shemes sachar watch it less than a shoyel? So a shoyel has to watch finds him. Now what can he watch finds him? He's chai binds him. He can't watch finds him. But a shemes sachar, if he's potter. And Gnevas Oynes. This part on Gnevas Oynes. How does it work? I'm just trying to get the
line. He doesn't watch it as much. I mean, he doesn't have to watch it as much if he's part on Gnevas Oynes.
No, but we said you can't watch Oynes. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, but you can watch it better.
You can watch it better for an Oynes?
I mean, if you can't watch it.
Gnevas Oynes is.
Well, you can't, right.
The door open, you know.
No. Gnevas Oynes means if you're buried under the ground. The machlokes is if you're buried under the ground.
Nobody knows about it.
You did the most you can to watch it. Gneva. A yechayva potter. Shemesach is chayva gneva. But you say maybe that's only, not when he, now a pshia, if you didn't bury under the ground, that's a pshia. But if you're buried under the ground, so it depends how deep you buried it. If you buried it 100 feet under the ground, that's Gnevas Oynes. Maybe if you buried it one tefach under the ground, it's not Oynes. You could have watched it better. You could have watched it better.
So accepting that you couldn't do it better. I have a little memory. You couldn't do any better, and you still chayev.
Right.
Because
Gneva, like low plug.
Gneva, you
chayev.
You accepted that.
It's like a low plug.
Liability. You accepted it when you took it.
Right. Okay. That could be the.
That could be quite. But it doesn't pay to be all that careful, because either way you're going to be so buried in a tefach already. But if you're like an Oynes, you're free, then you are buried under because you want to create an Oynes situation.
So which way would be a downgrade? So which one of these first? What you're saying, Sam, is correct, right? So if you hold,
if chayav either way for Gnevas,
so it doesn't pay for him to watch it. It doesn't pay.
Not going to be that careful. Why should he bother to be that careful?
So then it's a downgrade. Then it's a downgrade. But if you hold these putter,
why not? If he's liable either way,
but he would rather not pay for it. So you would rather put.
He's gonna pay for it.
No, if he's liable either way, if you hold the yechayv, no matter how much you watched it, so it doesn't pay.
The chances of it being stolen 100 is much less. He's gonna do that.
But it doesn't matter, because even if it is stolen, he's liable. So
fine, but he's going to do it 100%.
Because he doesn't want it to be stolen.
He doesn't want to pay for it.
Because he's liable.
He has a chance for liability.
He doesn't want it to be stolen. He'll be liable anyway, but he doesn't want it to be stolen. Okay, let's wait for that. So we'll have to wait for that. Okay. But anyway, he says, if you upgrade the Shemirah, to a guy who's a potter, if you downgrade Rav holds your potter, why? There's no Pshia a muscle of Endas. That's Rav's fault. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Lo mi boy shamasach shemasachim the grigari. Needless to say, if you downgrade the shmira, so that's see, Taisus learns it's called a pshia. We'll discuss what when we discuss that Taisus what it means. Gurigari, lo mi boy. Needless to say, if you downgrade the shmira, shamasach certainly a shamasach watches better shemachinim because there's a higher amount of. Like the two, you know, Yasi and Tzvi, the Guri Gai and Shirasa. I fear Shemeshim and Zisham and Sachar. If you have the Shemir and Chayev, Dama Yitzhak should be going to be Rach. Now, what does this mean? So you could learn, some Rishon learn like Taisus Ein Lefarish, that you're a Gazlan. Since Ein Ritzon, see, Rabbi says there's a Mishnah in Gittin, Ein Ritzon should be going to be Rach. So Taisus, what does Rav do with the Mishnah in Gittin? This is Svar Ein Ritzoni B'Shei B'Gdon Miach. I gave it to you. I only want you to watch it. I don't want anybody else to watch it. I trust you. Nothing to do with the shoe. It means I want you to watch it. I don't want you to give it to someone else. It's a mission in Gittin. So how can Rav ignore that? So Taisus says, we mentioned the Taisus and the Daf. You're not liable for that. See, what makes you liable? So I don't want you to give it to anybody else, but I did. So what makes, I didn't do a Pshia. Is that a Pshia? Who says I'm a less watcher than the other guy? I gave it to Ben Das. So it's not a pshia. So what does he mean? So Taisus the pshat he rejects, and we'll see why he rejects it, is because you can learn it means a gazlan. You become a gazlan if you overdas palabayas. You're a gazlan. You took my money and you gave it to someone. So I don't want you to do that. You're a gazlan. That's Taisus ein lefarsh.
Only if you told him beforehand.
No, but this is, we assume, this is implicit. Ein lefarish. T'chayv l'abnei l'alib d'abay shum deshina midas ha-mafkid. You are shina, the mafkid wants you to watch it. U'l'chayich mischayv b'chol onsim. You're a gazlan. And you're chayv in any onsim, even though the onsim that are not caused by your neglect. Feel bones shum lavo b'shushom erishim. See, if you hold you a gazlan is chayv on any onus. Gazlan, remember we had an Amud Beis. A gazlan is chayv on any onus. It doesn't matter if it would have happened anyway. So Taisus slugs it up from the Gemara.
You didn't learn this comment, by the way?
Yeah, for sure.
You didn't quote Taisus.
Everyone. If you're a gazlan, that's Taisus Rias. Look what he says. Dim Kain, look, Rabbi Isai. I'm going to show you the Ramban really learns that's the Gemara's Teretz. Look at Taisus Rishon. Look in the fifth, sixth line of Taisus in Ritzoni. We spoke this out in the Daf, of course, quickly, but now, you know, we want to get the Taisus in Klar. Leimale, Rabami, I'm sorry, Dimkei Maiparach Abai L'Rav. Abai Ist Rava, from this Mishnah. See, Abai Ist from the Rava from the Mishnah, He asked from the Mishnah of Seicha Shemasal Shaya. And he asked in the Kash from the Mishnah. You know, on this staff, he asked Shama Shemasal Shayev. What happened to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says the Shemasach is Potter. The Gemara said Kash. You say Rabbi Yechon Shama Shemasal Shayev. So he asked him. The Mishnah says that. If you give it to the shoyl, you potter. So the Gemara is Samid Beis. Why don't you say Malach Hamavis, Malach Hamaliyasim? We had a machloikis. If the Malach Hamavis, a guy was poshe, went out to the Agam, and the Malach Hamavis killed it, would have died if he didn't go out to the Agam? Do we attribute to the death? See, it's not a pshia for the heir and the Agam. It's a pshia for Ganav. You left the gate open, the animal went into the fields, into the meadow. Now, it's a pshia for Ganav, but the animal died, so we just learned today, right? Tchilas v'pshia, today's blood. Tchilas v'pshia for Zabai. So we said, this is different here. Malach HaMavis, because you can't attribute the death because of the pshia. Leimalei, he should have answered, Malach HaMavis, Maliach, Maliasim. That's what he says. What was he asking from the Mishnah? Look at the Marses. Imkei Mai Parach Abai L'Rava. Abai and Rava is Amud Beis. whether you attribute, can you attribute the death to the air in the aga? So he said, Lema le Rabami le Rababa. Why didn't Rabami answer Rababa? Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis. What's the kash from the Mishnah? Malach HaMavis, the kash is. What do you mean? But you're a Ghana, you're a Gazla. If by being Mishan, that's Balabais, it wouldn't be a teretz, he'd die anyway. If you're a Gazla, you have any oinus. You don't have to attribute the oinus because he Gazla that it happened. If you're a Gazla, you have any oinus. So he asked, what's the Gemara's kasha later? He asked that Ahmed Beis, he asked him, what in the answer? Malachamavis, Malachamavis. You want to look at the Gemara Amid Beis? I'm going to buy, see this is Machloikas and Amid Beis. Go over the Gemara better, in case. Yeah. Go over the Gemara again. Poshabav Yatsa Ba'aga. Your posher left the gate open and the animal went out to the meadow. And the animal died. So it's a Machloikas whether one mandama says, I'm Potter, even if Yotchas B'shifos is the Tzchayev. Remember we said in today's daf, if Yotchas B'shifon is Chayef, that's the case of the Tree for Durbina, the hut, the round hut, that there's a Pshia for fire, but an Oynes for Ganavim. But Lemaisa, it's not a Pshia for Ganavim, but it wouldn't have been Ganavim if you kept it in the house. You could attribute, it's not a Pshia for that, but you could say it happened only because he put it, Lemaisa, he put it in the Tzif and Urban, is a Pshia for fire. And even though it wasn't a Pshia for Ganavim, but you can attribute the Ganeva to his Pshia. So one man says, yeah, by this case, you can't attribute the death to the Agamis Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis, Mali Mali, the Malach HaMavis, same thing. He holds Malach HaMavis is not particular. The Malach HaMavis is going to get you. He'll get you in the house. He'll get you in the agam. It's no different.
I don't know how you attribute the
Geneva
to the fire.
Two separate concepts. Chaim, the point is, you're saying that there was no Ganavim don't normally search in the Tzvi V'Dorban. This Ganav happened to, bad luck, this Ganav happened, he needed some shade, he walked in Tzvi V'Dorban, he walked away with the money. If it would have been in the house, it wouldn't have been Gagandit. A tribute means, Chaim, that you weren't posheya for Ganav. Because you don't call that a posheya when you put something in the Tzvi V'Dorban. These Ganavim don't look there, it's not a posheya for that. But Lemaisa, you can attribute that the Ganav happened because he did that. That's Pashup Shat in today's daf. That's the simple reading of today's daf. And so the Gemara is saying, but over here, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMali Hasam, even if Yotchas B'Shif HaVilon, it's the way we basket on daf Membeis, today's daf. But over here, by the Malach HaMavis, you can't attribute the death. The Malach HaMavis doesn't care. You would have died. The other man says, no, Avir Dag. I tied it, it's machlokes in biology, Rabbi. So I hate to say it. It's machlokes in biology. The other one says, no, it could be it. The Avira, it's not a pshia for the Malach HaMavis killing it. But you can attribute, it's a machlokes, can you attribute the death? Not only that, it's better. The other man, even if Yotchas B'Shivas is Potter, Yechayv by the Malach HaMavis, because not only you could attribute to it, but it's... The Gemara says, even the Yotchas B'Shivas is Potter. The other man, remember, see, each one goes to the extreme. Right. The other one says, even if Yotchas B'Shivas is Potter, this is worse. The case of the Agam is either better or worse than the case of Tzvi V'Dorbani. See, those of us.
Well, Tchilos B'Shiv Sovbonus, when you ended up by the Agam, that was a Pshia.
Yes.
Tchilos B'Shiv was Sovbonus.
Right. But this case, the Gemara says on Lamed Zayinim, on Lamed Vava, Lamed Beis, this case is either worse or better than the case of Tzvi V'Dorbani that we had today. It's either worse or better. So there's one man, Damer, says, Malach HaMavis. You know, I had such a strong kasha in that Gemara, I never found it there. I didn't find. You know, I asked the kasha, and somebody told me Rabbi Alpert asked it. I told you the story. I didn't tell them. But my daf, I asked it in the daf. Remember, we had this.
Fishman
was here. I was giving a shiur. You know, when we were learning the sugya of pre-cantina, sugya of loading and unloading donkeys. So the Gemara says, if tzar b'lechaim is daraisa, you have to So yes, if tzadik chayv is rabbanim, why do you have to do it mitrabbanim? It's mashma, tzadik chayv is d'oraisa, then even though you potter out prika, there's no chiyuv prika, either he's a ravtzon or you overloaded it, there's no chiyuv prika. But I'll tzadik chayv, if you do it, if you hold about tzadik chayv is d'oraisa. So I asked you, remember I said that you were there that day, yes. I asked the Olam, if tzadik chayv is rabbanim, you have to do it rabbanim. Rabbi Alper, yes, the cash. So I just was looking at Rabbi Alper's safer. Never. He says he doesn't remember the Teretz. I was so happy. This Kasha. So he said he has Rabbi Albert, Zechor Tzadik Levrach. You know, Rabbi Albert asked this question. So I felt so good. This Kasha is by me. I said, maybe I had some ridiculous mistake. So misery likes company. Rabbi Albert, Zechor Levrach, asked the Kasha. That's what I found out from Chaim Avraham here. I was like so excited. Somebody asked the kasha, finally. I never saw anybody ask this kasha. It's like an obvious kasha. So anyway, so the Gemara here asks, so that's the other machlokes here. Is the case I've gotten worse or better? In other words, it's not equal, this Gemara in Lamed Beis, the Gemara with the Agam, when you push in, the Pashir bent for the Ganavim, you left it free, Ganavim could have taken it, and it died of a heart attack. So one man says, this case is much, much, this is much better. It's much better means you're more potter. I mean you're more potter. Because the Malach HaMavis, it would have happened anyway. You can attribute. The other one says, no, it's worse, this case. Even if you're Tchilas B'Shem, it's potter. But in this case, you have to say...
I would say it's nothing to do with the Agam. He's walking to the Agam.
He's enjoying
himself. See, that was my kasha. Why did I think of my Avram Fishman's Rabbi Albert's kasha? Because remember the Gemara asked, the Gabi, the Umtzina, the Har, the Gemara asked, if you hold, the air kills, so why don't you say, he died, you know, the animal, he died, so we say... why don't you say, Avir the Har Kotler? Why don't you say Avir Dar Kotler? And the word says, Inami Uftzna Dar Kotler. He's exhausted going up. What does that have to do with this sugya? This sugya have to do with the air kills or not. Suddenly the Gemara throws up in that he's exhausted. Remember, yes, that's Tamu in the Gemara. I don't know how you learned that Gemara. But there was a kasha that I didn't see anybody ask. That the Gemara didn't seem to make any sense. Because the argument, and see what I'm asking Yossi, the argument here is do we the animal died, so he would have died anyways. Do we attribute the air where he went? You know, Taisa says, we'll see in a minute, in two houses. Maybe the air in this house is worse. Killed him there, and that's that wouldn't have killed him. Maybe it's worse, but certainly in the Agam. The Agam says, funny kind of air, would the Avir the Agam called, they say, Malach HaMavis, Mali Mali. But everyone agrees that exhaustion can kill. You know, exhaustion, that's not totally in this sugya. The Gemara is according to that mandamar, you should attribute it to the exhaustion. So I didn't understand that, because the machlekes is when an animal dies, kedarkos, the malach hamavis, mali alach mayor. Why? It's an issue if exhaustion could kill an animal.
He's allowed to walk the animal.
Let's just say the same thing, their argument, maybe they could argue about that also. It's exhaustion. Yeah, but you put it up to a steep cliff. The Gemara thought bring
it. He's allowed to do all those things. But maybe. He's allowed to do it.
Okay. So Rabbi Yisai. So the Gemara. So let me say over the Gemara. Let me get back to Tais. See, the Gemara and Amid Aleph. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph connects the two sugyas. The Malach HaMavis sugya, Malach HaMavis Mali Mali, and then the Gemara says, like this. Look here in the first wide line. Look in the first wide line in this Gemara. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Ezra Baba Mal Rabami. The Gemara asks on Shomer Shemasach Shomer from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says Shomer Shemasach Shomer is Chayiv. So Baba Malis, what about Mishnah? Our Mishnah says the Soichas wears Mesa Kedak and he's Potter. Mesa Rabami says that Rabbi Yochanan holds you Chayiv. Hasoich wearing Rabbi Shalach, Mesa Kedak. Yishova Soicha, Shemesa Kedak, Shomer Shem the Soicha. Freak the Gemara, the Misa, Lemalei, Imisa. That what? That Shomer Shemasach is. It's chayiv, fakir. If you're shomer shomer shchayiv, the soichah should be chayiv. Who cares if an oinus happened? You gave it to another shomer. Leimalei, eretzon should be gnome b'yad acher. Let him say eretzon should be gnome b'yad acher. Now the Gemara in Amid Beis says, what is Rab Abba asking Rab Ami? Why didn't he answer Malach HaMavis Mali Mali? See, that's the Gemara in Amid Beis. The Gemara has a kasha on this kasha. The Gemara Amid Aleph, Rabbi Bar Amal, is Rabbi. He asked him, Shamash was his chayiv. In the Mishnah, you see the seichah swears it had no, it's happening, he's butter. The seichah gave it to the shal, and the Gemara didn't know yet he had permission. Later, the Gemara answers he had permission. But the Gemara didn't know yet he had permission. So it should be chayiv, because he gave it to the other, he lent it out in Mitzayni. So the Gemara asks, what was your kasha? You should have answered, Malach HaMavis, Mali Mala. What's your kasha? Here it Mesa Kedarka. It's Mesa Kedarka. So you should have answered. That's what the Gemara says, Amid Beis. The Gemara says, and the Parsha Pshat, there's no answer to this. See, he gave an answer. He said, oh, you don't like the you should have answered this. According to me, there's no question. That was that funny Gemara. I said, right. You never saw Shakla Vitaria like that. He said, oh, you should have answered. According to me, the question was never a question.
What should he answer to?
He should have answered Malach HaMavis, Mali Mali. He asked him Shama Shemas L'Shoyma.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The owner, the true owner, just said, you know what? I lent it out to you because you have a certain amount of work.
So I rented it.
You sub-rented it. Somebody
lent it. We're talking about a circle of Shoyma.
Yeah, there's no way.
The Mishnah. Yeah. He rented it, and then he lent it out. I rented something for you, and then my neighbor.
Not that I don't want to deal with the guy. But you made this part of work twice as hard.
But I didn't work twice as hard. I had to write the work.
He didn't work harder.
No, he gave it to another guy.
It's a double. Instead of me using it, he used it.
Because I know you're only going to use it for 3 days.
No. He didn't use it more. No, that's not the case.
I know it's not the case. I'm asking you.
That's not the case. You're asking. That's not the case. Don't learn that case. In that case, maybe it'd be different. That is not the case. Why? Because we only have one issue here. The issue is, do you have a right to give it to someone else? So the Gemara says, why didn't he answer? Malach HaMavis, Mali Yochas. Frey Taisvis. Now we get back to Taisvis. So Taisvis says, if you're a Goslin, there's no Sefer of Malach HaMavis, Mali Yochas, Mali Yochas. The Gemara is, why didn't he answer? What was Rabbi's kasha to Rabbi? Oh, you see a Shem Shemachus, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yechayiv, and here you see your potter. He should have said, oh, this is a Malach HaMavis case. The animal died Kedarka. Malach HaMavis, Mali Mali. So Taisus says, if you'd be a Goslin, who cares whether the onus happened because of what you did? If you're a Goslin, Yechayiv, and aligns him. That's what Taisus is saying here. Tim Kane, this little Taisus, very, you got to put together two sugyas. And I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai.
So
I know.
Conclude,
yeah. We can see it's very shver. Your Taisus sheet. I said we'll see it inside in a minute. You know, Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban learns that's the Gemara's teretz. It's very doichik in the lashon. The Ramban, the Hilug Ramban, learns that's what he means to answer. He means to answer him that you're a Gaza. Taisus kasha is the way the Ramban learns the Gemara's teretz. It's not mashman the Gemara that way, but the Ramban learns says that's what he was answering him. His time, you know why you can't say Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis? Because you're a Gazel. Like Taisus asked. See, it doesn't fit in the Gemara. In the Daf, I couldn't even say over the Ramban. It doesn't fit in the words. I mean, Kivayi says, it's a super doichik. But Ramban learns, Tais Kasha, that's really what he told him. You remember that funny Shakla Vitaria? He told him, oh, yeah, according to you, you know, should have given you different teretz. According to me, Rav said, the whole Kasha was never a Kasha. But he still should have given this teretz. He avoided. He said, he asked him, according to you, Rava, if Rava holds Malach HaMavis, why didn't he answer Malach HaMavis? He said, what do you think? According to me, the kasha was never a kasha. So what? So he slugged up from the kasha and the teretz. He just like dug himself into a deep hole. Rabbi Kvigel says, we never saw him. He has a whole pilper, Rabbi Kvigel, to answer this. So look what Taisus says. Eli Yishlam. Chat. Taisus says, Eli Yishlam. Da'ata. Taisus. It's very creative. It's chiddush. That tamu dechashiv kilu pirish loy. It's implicit. Shem yishanim daito. If you're going to do what I don't want you to do, shem yishanim daito. You're not doing what I want. Kegon shem sianu lacher. Sheyeh kilu pashab. It's like a pshia. It's a funny thing. It either is or it isn't a pshia. It's an implicit condition that it's like a pshia.
You're going to be a pshia.
We're making a deal. If you don't do what I want, if you go against, it's like you did a pshia. Now the question is, you did a pshia. So now we have to know, is this chiyas b'pshia of sofa b'oinis? It's not a gzeil. The other pshat Tosis shoved off is that it's gzeil. No, no, it's not mesharves gzeil. It's an implicit condition that it should be considered like a pshia.
Yeah, but what Tosis came is that we said that a shomer really can't become a gazlan because it came to.
Well, we're not sure about that, but we did say in Tosis that.
That's what he's marvia. Because really, you're a shomer, you can never become a gazlan.
You mean that's why you don't like shinim midas balabais? You're saying, I want you to note, see, the rishonim and the Ramban learn like Tosis saying lefarish. So maybe they hold a shomer. It could become a gazlan. I mean, there are rishonim. I mean, Tzvi.
I know, if, but we discussed that's what I'm saying.
If you hold Shosh Lamidas, that's very relevant. I know what you're saying, but if you hold Shosh, if you hold Shosh Lamidas Gazlan, he becomes a Gazlan.
Right.
So we asked that in the Shia Tzvi.
Right.
If you hold Shosh Lamidas Gazlan, and the three Teirutzim in the Gemara and Mem Aleph, what did he? What did Tiltal? What does Tiltal mean?
I'm not a Shomer at all. I just borrow your thing.
No, no, no. But we talk about the case of the Mishnah. The guy carried it.
Normally.
But in the
Mishnah,
in Mem Aleph, you were a Shomer. And if you hold Shomer Shosh Das Gazlan, you're Gazlan despite that you're a Shomer. So I asked that in the Da'at.
Okay.
So that's why you don't make any assumptions. You know, it's.
I remember the Da'at.
Good. The whole Ein Sejil Shenucha Litlos Shem Lo Masalach Shal Yonenis Mikhaiba, that's what it means. It's a funny thing. It's like an implicit condition. You'll be considered like a pashaya. And anything that happens that we could attribute to your pshia, that's that you're giving it to someone else.
Even though it's only, there's only narrow causation, but not due to the pshia.
Right. It's not a pshia for that. Right. It's not pshia for that.
Kagoyim.
In Mesa Bebeis Shomer Sheni. Look what Tosis says. He dropped dead in the second. Reuven gave it to Shimon. He didn't go to the Akam. Shimon gave it to Levi. Shimon Shemus LeShimon. The Yeshlitlos, that was the bias cut. You could be Tyler. Say, no, that's. The air was more dangerous in that house. Maybe it's bias HaMerishon. The air in every house is not equal as we know. If you're Pashaba, even though it's a Mirashamin Vitoiv, so what does that mean? You're allowed to bring it there, but since you're Pashia for Ganavim, Chaiblabai, the Mahavla da Agmakot. Quote Abai, because Abai holds Habla da Agmakotma. Okay, now. Yeah, let's learn Rav. Just to do Rav. A few more lines of Gemara and get to Rabbi Kivega. I know we've run to Rabbi Kivega. Let's look at the Gemara on top of Amud Beis, the Maskana. Six lines from the top of Amud Beis, Amar Rav. Rav argues with Abai. He learns there's a different reason, Shomer Shemasa L'Sham. Amar Rav. Hilchasa Shomer Shemasa Shomer Schaif. But for a different reason than Abaye. Not Abaye's reason that. Because Ein Ritzoni, totally different reason. Rav Al Shomer Shemasa Shomer Schayev, but for a different reason. Lo Mi Boi Shomer Shemasa Shomer Chinu Du Gar L'Shmiras. He lowered. So what is this Lo Mi Boi? Rabbi said. Ah yes, Lo Mi Boi. So the Rambam learns. It's a pshia. It's a pshia. If you downgrade the Shmira, the Rambam learns. You see, Rabbi Kivega will consider it. I'll show you in a minute. El Afilu even. Even as you upgraded it, you chayev. Why? My time adam liat memesli b'shveich lemen b'shvu. I trust your shvu. Now, according to Rava, can you ask from the Mishnah? No, the first guy is swearing. So now you know what the Gemara meant. Rava said later. According to me, there's no kasha from the Mishnah. According to Rava, the reason why the first shum is liable is the owner doesn't trust the other shvu, but he had the first shum is swearing. Now Mishnah, the first Shomer is swearing. Now, I want to show you, I'll show you first this Rabbi Kivega. One, we'll start with the simple one. I want to show you first a simple Rabbi Kivega. Mind, do you mind giving that?
No, just between while I'm giving it out. Suppose you give it a drink to Edith. You can't say I'm not really happy, so if it's a big enough for me, then I'm not fucking.
Right.
I don't believe you swore, and he brings aid him, so he wants it.
Right, 100%.
Another one says,
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
If he brings aid him, then there's no mission. If he brings aid him, 100%. Do you have enough? Yeah, I have extra. I have the Rabbi Kivega, so just in case, I have one extra. Rabbi Kivega on the side, the one says Atma Hemisli. Look at the one upper left-hand corner, Atma Hemisli, and the one on Ahmed Beis. The one on Ahmed Beis is the easy one. Geshmaka Rabbi Kivega. See, Rabbi Isai, let me ask you a simple question in Pshat. According to Rava, what's the problem with Shama Shemas L'Shan? The problem is that the Bialim does not have to accept his Shavuot. I don't accept his Shavuot. Right? That's the problem. Does it make difference upgrade or low grade? What does Lomi Boy mean? Lomi Boy L'Chor doesn't make sense. See, Lomi Boy, that's why the Rambam. See, remember I told you, I said in the Da. The Rambam learns when you downgrade, Rav admits it's Pshia. It's amazing Rambam. See, even Rava says, but when Rava said, lo me boy, he meant, needless to say, if you downgrade, so that's a pshia. Or, you know, that's a pshia. Downgrading is a pshia. At least a little bit of a pshia. You know, I don't know if it's a pshia gemura, but it's enough pshia. Yeah. Okay. It's a pshia. Downgrading. But upgrading is not a pshia. Well, if it's equal, then you need Atmem Mislim Mishwil Mislim Mishwil. But Rabbi Kivega is going to give another Pshat in the Gemara. Why downgrading Lomi Boy makes sense, Atmem Mislim Mishwil Mishwil. Makes a difference upgrading or downgrading. I'm going to show Rabbi Kivega. Look at this. Barash Sabyuk Amikshah. He starts off, I mentioned this Rush in the Daf. You know, Rabbi Yisai, it's a Shaila we mentioned in the beginning of Bab Metziah. If Eda Messiah Patas from a Shvu. You know, an Eid can be Mechayv Yoshvu. If one eight testifies against you, chayv shua. If you mechuy l'shua and the echad says you pater, does he pater you from shua? That's a machlok svishay. So the Rush brings a raya from this sugya. The Rush says the
we have
yeah, yeah, right. That's Rabbi Kivega's cash. So we're going to get an answer to that. We're going to have okay. Well, we'll see. Barush per sof per kama hiksha. The Hashemer, it's not self parakama by that, it was self
parakama.
Yeah, right? It's not self parakama, it's Tchilas parakama. The Hashemer, a base, have the Eda Messiah. Why? The first Shem is Chayv Ashur, and he doesn't trust Yeshua. But I have an Eid Echad. The second Shomer is an Eid Echad for the first Shem. So what's Rav is saying that the first Shomer is Chuyf? He doesn't trust the Shvuah, but he has the other Shomer to swear to testify on the behalf of the first Shomer. You know what the Rush answers? Amazing. That we come l'mamai. Since if the first Shomer can't swear, I'll have to pay. So it's called come l'mamai. See, if I'm a Chuyf Shvuah, and I have an Eid Echad, so okay, the Echad can pater me. But here, if you can't swear, here, you didn't know about it. If you don't know about it, you're going to have to pay. So it comes out, he's not patting for you, he's patting for mama. The other is showing him argument this year. He's patting for mama because he takes off Yechiv Shmuel. Very lumdish. The Rush says, that we come to mama. Rabin Tamu. So everyone asks on the Rush, he's no gale, like we mentioned in the Daf. The Shomei Beis having no gale, the Miftan Hafshei. The Shomei, he's no gale. So how can he testify to something else when he's no gay on this testimony? Because he'll be liable.
In a case where he would be... Part,
so one second, we'll see. We'll leave it. It's not so simple to see, but you're right. That's what we're going to work on. The Ramban says that's the answer to the Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban Taka writes that the reason why the second Shomer can testify versus Mishomer because he's no gay. I'm finished. Well, I finished like the Rosh feeling. Okay. Now we're going to say Nupshat in this Gemara. It's a little... Cheshbon Agoynes of Rabbi Kivei. Dodo my Rav, lo mi boi shem esach shmas l'shchim d'chayv d'gui gar l'shmi rasa. What does that mean, gui gar? So I asked you, does that have any effect on the nemanis of Shvula? Will you upgrade or downgrade? So that's what I told you. Ein apish that we keep shir. That's not the pshat. That Rav is saying that when you downgrade, it's a pshir. Dim kain, have a mashma, Rabbi Yochanan Palig Betarte Imrav. Because then it'll be mashma that Rabbi Yochanan argues with two things Imrav. Hein le'inyan svas pshi b'gemarin b'giran shmira. Rav is saying, who's saying? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rav says you pot. So it comes out, Rabbi Yochanan is arguing two things. Rav says you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan is a double machlaikas. If you downgrade, it's a pshia, and if you upgrade, you don't believe the shvuah.
And Rav disagrees on that.
See, he doesn't like that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue about two different things. That's what he doesn't like. Tim Kane have a mashal, and probably betarti him Rav. Hayin in svaris pshia bigarai. Rav's, according to the Rambam. Rambam learns Grigari means pshia. Rav holds your pot, it's not a pshia. Hayin in svara, at mensfield, bilui eilish mirasa. Vem b'mishma. It's not mashma, the mashma of Rova poskim. Most poskim take the Ruru Ravadi lo havi pshia. I'd be rebaidim shenemsa, like Tzvi said. Even if you're Grigari, you not believe with your shvua, but if you believe, if you get Edom, you're potter. It's not a pshia. If you bring Edom, so then what's pshat negema? So we need a pshat chayim. What's the pshat gurui gare? Gurui gare, there's more of a reason to say that you don't trust the shvua. See, we're saying iluya aile, you don't trust the shvua. And needless to say, if you're downgrading, it's gurui gare, you don't trust the shvua. Legabi neman is a shvua, what's the difference? Upgrading and downgrading, it doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Kivei is having a going to shvua. So he says that. This is what he says. Elevada, hodam arav, lo miboy shem esach shemashchin pish begurui gari, vade ikesvar at mehemnes. No, Pilega says when you downgrade, there's a svar, I don't have to trust the shvul. When you downgrade, see one thing, just because you downgrade, you don't have to trust. I don't trust the shvul. Look, I'll be trusting the shvul. What's the difference if you've got a better shmir or worse shmir? And Rabbi Kivei says an amazing thing. Remember we said in the Gemara, if it's somebody who's Daka Lahafkid, you can't say you don't trust the Shavua. We had the case. If a Yud, but the Sabta, if they always give it to her, they can't say I don't trust the Shavua, right? Umishum. Oh, nice as a Svar of Yivin. The Kivin HaShomachinut is Shavirak Shalok Basha. The Shomachinim just has to swear I wasn't Poshea. If it's, it doesn't affect David, it doesn't affect the Shomer Chinam. Shomer Sachin gave it to a Shomer Chinam. So what does the Shomer Chinam have to swear?
He doesn't pay attention on the other thing?
It's not that he doesn't pay attention. He doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to swear. The Shomer Chinam just has to swear, Mutal Yishav, Rak Shalok Pasha. Now the Shomer Sachar, maybe he's a Gneva. Maybe he's a Gneva. So the Shomer Chinam will say, So the Shomachinim say, no, it wasn't the Gneva. Mercy says, no, it wasn't the Gneva. But the Shomachinim doesn't need that. I will go, I sure denense. Have a ish acher legabri. Kivega says, legabri is shvua, he doesn't need, he's like a third party. But Kivega says, a third party comes to court, I'll swear. Somebody he trusts. Let's say, Reuven rented something to Shimon, gave it a Shomer. And Shimon has a show, says, he's a guy you trust, I'll bring him in to make a shul. Can you bring in a stranger to make a shul? No. It's got to be a baldov. So he says, Avkishach legarme. The bepshitas, then b'ayim tzich lekabla shumish acher, then shaykh begava, if you owe them the emel about him, I'll bring your friend, I'll say, oh, he trusts this guy, bring a guy in to swear. The only reason that Havamina is that the second shomer could swear on behalf of the first shomer because he's involved in this situation. They came and shed Cain. Oh. See, hear what he's saying, Rabbi Yisrael? So that's the Lomi boy. When you downgrade the Shmira, the second Shomer, you don't have to believe his Shvua because he doesn't have to swear that. And that question with his Gneva or not, it's not Nogay the second Shomer. So he can't swear for that. That's the way it means Lomi boy, even though you trust him. The second shomer can't swear for the first shomer Nensu because he's like it's not relevant to him. It's Nensu or not. He just has to swear I wasn't Poshea.
So he becomes an Eirecha.
He's going to answer that, Kasha. Now, forget about it. Now he's going to answer the rush. So with this pshat in the Gemara, see, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Kivega has a new pshat in the Lomi boy. Why downgrading, you say, I don't have to listen to Shvar if you downgrade it, because the first Shomer needs an upgraded Shvua. And that the Shomer Chinam can swear the Shvua that the first Shomer needs, because he's not Mechuyev in that Shvua. So Pekidega says, now we can answer the Rush. Yafik Sharush. The Begrui Gare. Ah, Grui Gare. Chayv Afidako Lahavkin. That's what Pekidega is saying, a Chiddush. Even Darko Lahavkin. He's like a third, the Gabi, the higher level Shvur. Shvav then said that Shama Sacha needs, the second Shama can't swear for him. The Shama Chinu swore Shlom Pasha. Is it no Geya, the second Shama, if it was Gneva or not? He already swore Lo Pasha. Now he wants to testify for the first Ganev that it was Nensa. It's not no Geya him. He's not no Geya. For the second Shama, that's what he made his answer. You can't tell the Shama Sachar who's that. The first Shama, Shama Vadita Bibshia. David Sikha Mahami Bishwaso came Dakala Havkit. The Ikatina Sabam Shaminignam. He's not saying maybe Bibshia happened because he trusts this guy. So his true that Lo Pasha, you got to believe. Kivega is saying Gruy Gari is even if you trust him, he won't help for the first Shomer on the higher level Shvur. But on Shvur Pshi, you have to trust him. But he hakshan him there, and Hashemah chinam no gay. It's not no gay, the Shomer chinam was Mesa Kedarka Nignava, so he can be a witness for the first Shomer. So Kivega, with this pilpul, he not only fanfers the Gemara, he fanfers the Kasha, Ramban's Kasha on the Rosh.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.